to Wizard Team in the Time Room, where we're taking our time turner out of the Department of Mysteries in the name of magical curiosity. Be warned that this is a timey-wimey podcast. I'm Robin.
And I'm Bayana. In this series, we will be choosing one moment from the original Harry Potter series, changing it, and asking how the story would be different from that point on. Please be advised that time travel is heavily restricted by the Ministry of Magic and that you should not try this at home. Joining us today with clearance from the Unspeakables are the hosts of Fanatical Fix podcast, Sequoia Simone and Kim.
Hello!
Hi!
Hi, y'all! Hello.
Thank you for coming with us on this
journey.
Yeah.
This is actually, like, very well, like, symbiotic. Is that the right word? I don't know. Synergistic? Because we're basically making a real-time fanfic, and y'all critique and read fanfics in real time.
Yeah, this is definitely an AU fanfiction experience. I'm so stoked. Oh, I love AUs.
It's great.
All right, just
diverging from canon. So, real quick, we have some announcements and reminders. This is an interactive podcast, and we want to know your thoughts, so please feel free to tweet along with us. Use the hashtag WizardTeam on Twitter to join the conversation.
Love our blog. Love WizardTeam. Have a few extra galleons lying around. Support Black Girls Create. You can check out our Patronus perks or send us a cheering charm at blackgirlscreate.org/support.
And we have merch, so head over to our website to step up your nerd fashion and stationery game.
Also, DFTBA is currently having a...
Nope.
Not, no? No.
We won't.
Timey-wimey.
Yeah.
Never.
They're right now, but not...
Not when this airs.
Nope.
They're right now, though.
Cool. If you want to support us but don't have the funds to do so, rate and review us on iTunes.
And subscribe to Black Witches Weekly, our newsletter curated by Wizard Bay Deborah, with nerd news and links to what's been going on. To subscribe, go to blackgirlscreate.org. No magical birthdays this week, but, you know, it's January, so...
Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
Yeah, it's been at least an episode or two before since then, but now you know, because we don't know what time it is, so...
Yeah.
Happy New Year now.
Oh, it is. Well, we're in January.
We're in January, but still.
But the year is still new.
The year
Get off
is
my
new.
Back.
It's 2021.
Wow. Good job.
Cool.
We did it. All right. So, Sequoia and Kim, what are you changing?
So you sent us over a list of things that you had been kind of tinkering with, and we chose the, what if Dumbledore never put on the ring that had the resurrection stone in it? And we chose that because we thought that it had a lot of impact, like, yeah, and we were
excited
to see what we could do with that.
I'm very curious about how that will change Dumbledore's whole way he moves, if he knows that he's not
dying,
doesn't have only a year to live. Yeah, like, what is he? Okay, yeah, we should get into it. It's weird because, like, the scene is in Deathly Hallows.
Yeah, that's like you pulled out the
and
wrong
not,
book, girl.
No, I didn't. I pulled out the right book.
Okay,
the right scene. So,
we're right. Okay. I don't know. Your covers are different.
No, this is Deathly Hallows.
So you did pull out the wrong book.
No, I pulled out the right book. I pulled out both. But because the scene that where we talk about what he did is in Deathly Hallows in the Prince's
right.
Tale.
Yep. But it happens.
It happens in Half-Blood Prince.
Okay. I'm with you.
Right. Yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah. See, you see.
I see it.
So, this is in chapter 33 of Deathly Hallows, so Dumbledore is, like, so it says Dumbledore sat sideways on the throne-like chair behind the desk, apparently semi-conscious, his right hand dangled over the side, blackened and burned. Snape was muttering incantations, pointing his wand at the wrist of the hand, while with his left hand he tipped a goblet full of thick golden potion down Dumbledore's throat. After a moment or two, Dumbledore's eyelids fluttered open. "Why," said Snape without preamble, "why did you put on the ring? It carries a curse. Surely you realized that. Why even touch it?" So Marvolo Gaunt's ring lay on the desk before Dumbledore. It was cracked. The sword of Gryffindor lay beside it. And Dumbledore grimaces and says, "I was a fool, sorely tempted."
Yep.
Basically. What a way to sum up that.
Nice.
So that's essentially what we're changing. He instead just, you know, stabs the ring and then is like, that's it.
He looks
it.
At the ring. He says, "Ooh, what if only, but I know that this is cursed." Mm-hmm. And then he continues to mind his business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I forgot he uses the sword.
Yeah.
That's cool. It is like the easiest way to kill the Horcruxes, I feel like.
Yeah. The like image though of that is really like weird to me because it's like this big ass sword and you're like stabbing.
You know when you try to like open ring. Something with something and it like just bounces around?
Yeah.
That's what I kept thinking because like the Horcrux tries to save itself, right? So I'm sure he's like trying to stab at it, but it's just like hopping around.
Oh no. Trying to stab a spider. Oh dear.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh.
That's funny.
So yeah, so instead he doesn't do that. So that's wow.
Okay. So many things change.
So many
that's
things
a good move on his part.
Yeah, it's a good move on his part. And like but so many things change. So I'm curious because right after that he has a conversation with Snape about Malfoy or about Draco. And the like mission that Voldemort's given him to kill Dumbledore, and he essentially, this is like when he sets up the like, "Nah, Snape, you're gonna kill me," to both save Draco's soul and my like, you know,
plans
and ego. I actually really
That's
mess with
true.
Dumbledore, even though I know he's awful, but like it's his ego. And so I wonder if does that conversation still happen?
I think it happens differently.
Okay.
Because they're still worried about Draco.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, because
but
we're
I don't
assuming...
think... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
And we're assuming that this... We're assuming that this... So they have this conversation, mm-hmm. and then Snape goes and does the unbreakable vow, right? Which right. he only does because they had this conversation in the first place. So they still have to have a conversation about Draco and like what they're gonna do in regards to
him
trying
to
kill Dumbledore.
Like,
but it has to go differently.
Sure, you can kill me to save this kid's soul when he's right. not
no
already
way.
Dying.
Right, because he's like, nah, I'm in my prime.
Yeah,
like
I think they probably
115. I got years left. You know,
decades.
Decades.
Do you think they make a plan to try to save Draco here?
I do.
Yeah.
I just don't know what that plan looks like.
Well, I mean, if you look at, like, the end of Half-Blood Prince, when he's talking about, when he's talking to Draco, like, oh, we could, you know.
Put you in hiding.
Put you in hiding and, like, mm-hmm. you know, get, like, I guess give your dad protection to Azkaban. I don't know how that works exactly, mm-hmm. but, like.
It's like you've never seen a prison movie.
I don't watch movies. I have to stop saying that because that's not strictly true. But
they don't have prisons in Lord of the Rings, which you've watched.
No, not really. Sorry, go ahead.
That conversation also feels like way more convincing earlier in the story. Like if you take that conversation and you mm-hmm. pull it out from the end of the book and you put it nearer to the beginning of the book before Draco's done some stuff like curse Katie Bell
Ron?
With this necklace
yeah,
or like almost murder Ron. Yeah. Then it's a more convincing experience where you're like, okay, you're about to do some crazy shit, so what if we didn't do that and I took
yeah,
you and I put you in
too,
hiding
now I'm thinking about,
and
like,
you didn't have to deal with this.
Would they keep Draco at Hogwarts? Because like in Hogwarts he can't really be touched, and then like then but then so now I'm like thinking about like what if somehow they get to Draco before
mm-hmm.
Or like earlier on, like towards the beginning of the year, they you know, save Narcissa if Draco, if we're saying like Draco then is like, okay, yeah, we'll do it. And then, like, wouldn't Draco and Dumbledore be also having these, like, secret mm-hmm. meetings at the same time? Well, I don't know. We don't know yet if Harry and Dumbledore are having these meetings. But, like, can you imagine how salty Harry would be? Yeah. Like, what are you talking? What are you talking to Draco about? Like, what's going on here?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I feel like, what is... Because we know that Dumbledore is just, like, not the kind of person who's like, I'll protect you and get nothing from it. Like, even one-year-old Harry, he's like, I'm gonna park you with, like, abusers and then I'll be your savior, and then once you feel like, oh, you found a home at Hogwarts, I'm gonna go yeah. ask you to sacrifice yourself. So, like, he's always playing a long game. I just don't think... Yeah, he did. He put
no,
that...
No, I didn't that say boy. That didn't happen. I'm just laughing. I'm not disagreeing.
He didn't, I don't... but, yeah, I just don't... I don't... It feels... unrealistic, I guess, that Dumbledore would put the Malfoys, at least Draco and Narcissa, in hiding and not want something from them for
I don't know
it,
that
or
they're...
not use them in some way.
Yeah, I don't know that they're useful at that point, honestly, because Draco's been tasked to kill Dumbledore, right. And as soon as he fails that, he's dead, and so is his whole right. family.
I mean,
I don't think they can, like, make him a double agent.
I think that they're a little bit useful because you can yeah. kind of start to really test loyalties. Like, Bellatrix is crazy, legitimately crazy, and in love with this man, allegedly, but she also, like, truly really does love Narcissa, and Narcissa is, like, her only sister left, right? They've, like, just wiped Andromeda Tonks off the, like, they've disowned her, they've, you know, just completely wiped her out right. of their, like, collective memory. But, like, Narcissa has been there for her, is, like, letting her stay in her house when she breaks out, mm-hmm. letting her and Voldemort do God knows what on her couch. And it seems like it would be
in their
a
master
way
bedroom.
Really,
there's no
like,
way Voldemort's on the couch.
Well, you
sorry.
Know. Just, this is true. Good lord. But, like, I feel like it's very difficult to believe, or that Dumbledore wouldn't try to be like, oh, I know where Narcissa is, or I know where Draco is, and try to, like, put a wedge between Voldemort and, like, Lucius and Bellatrix through their family.
So are you saying that they would, that he might frame it as, like,
they're held hostage, or...
Hmm.
Or, like, proof that Voldemort was planning to kill them, or, you know, something. Like, Lucius is in Azkaban.
Yeah.
But that's all a matter of choice, really. Like, he right. already broke out. Like, they already did, like, a mass mm-hmm. breakout, and then Voldemort is just like, I mean, you could just rot. I don't care. You failed. but the truth, like, you can break him out at any moment,
yeah.
really.
Yep. That's true. And they do. When it's
necessary, and when they need him again, they all of a sudden he's out of Azkaban. So it seems like they're interchangeable at this moment. Dumbledore would use the knowledge of where Draco, like, if he puts them in hiding, use that knowledge to kind of either drive a wedge between Bellatrix, Lucius, and Voldemort, or, like, put them on, like, you know, send them on false leads and baiting and switching and stuff like that. Like, I need to figure out what happens. I need to find out where the Horcruxes are. So let me, like, plant seeds of, like, Bellatrix or Draco are here and see what they do. You know what I mean? And kind of, like, I think a Horcrux is in the vault. So maybe if I, like, send them on this wild goose chase, it'll give me free up time for us to go do those types of things. You know what I mean?
But do you think that Voldemort would... I don't not care. Like,
I
think
don't
that
think
he
Voldemort
would, like,
would
I
care,
think
but I think
care.
His lack of caring would
care
be a tension, a point of tension between him
and Bellatrix.
And Bellatrix, and, like, Bellatrix right now is like, I'll, you know, send me on whatever task you need me to do. I'll go burn down the Burrow. That makes no goddamn sense, but I'll do it. And, like, would she be up to, like, going and doing all of these other things that Voldemort wants when she knows that, like, her sister is out there and depending on how Dumbledore frames it, potentially her sister's out there being tortured by the Order, because, you know, Nazis love to believe that everyone is a Nazi.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he could use that. Dumbledore could use that as some type of leverage, but I don't know that there's a good enough guarantee there for him to put in the initial effort, right? He could just be like, I don't know, Bellatrix, that's a wild card. She could go either way on this one, and not put in the effort because there is no guarantee on the other side for him. But also, removing pawns from Voldemort's side is kind of in his favor, to just like get them out of Voldemort's pocket in the first place. And then I feel like they also, like, Lucius may be on Voldemort's bad side now, but if you save
Lucius or Narcissa knows about
information
the cup
out of him that could be useful.
I don't think they do. Well, I can't remember.
Bellatrix knows.
I think they would because, well, I don't know, because we don't really understand about, like, what happens with, like, vaults and stuff when people are in Azkaban, because Sirius still has access to his vault, which is, like, crazy to me. But, like,
send a cat to go
make an exchange. But, like, it also is, you know, a thing that, you know, Sirius has access to his vault while he's been in Azkaban for 12-13 years. Lucius and Narcissa could potentially have access to, like, Bellatrix's vault because she's in Azkaban, and so when she goes away, they take control of it.
I don't know enough about that.
That's
confusing. Yeah, I know that Voldemort, you know, like, he entrusted the diary to Lucius and he entrusted the cup to Bellatrix, and he didn't tell them what they were. But I think that, like, I could see them talking about it with each other because they're, like, family or whatever. So I could see that, like, being something that, If they are going to get Lucius out of Azkaban and, like, kind of keep the Malfoys together, then I could see that somehow slipping out and Dumbledore kind of, like, putting two and two together and being like, okay, so Gringotts then.
Yeah, like, Lucius doesn't know what Bellatrix has or what the importance of it is, but there's definitely been, when they were both in the favor of the Dark Lord, Lucius being like, he left me, you know, to entrust stuff, and Bellatrix is like, well, I got something too, you know what I mean? Like, that competition of...
with children.
My gosh, but I could see that. And then Lucius, like, knows that she has something but doesn't know the importance of it or... where, even possibly where it is, but could say, I would assume that it would be in her vault because that's where she keeps her valuables.
And she's been at Azkaban, so, like,
where else could it be?
Where else? Yeah, like, where was she keeping it? Okay.
Right. I think there are several ways that it makes sense that Dumbledore would want to save Draco
hostage?
And still get something out of it.
Like,
Lucius would be kind of hostage-y.
Yeah, but I think that, like, Draco would still be going to school, and, like, Narcissa would just be, I don't know, in some, like, I don't know, mountain
in
somewhere.
France, living the life.
Maybe France. See, the coast. In my head, I'm just like, they don't leave the UK.
But every time we try to figure out where they could be, I'm just like, go to off the coast of Spain.
Yeah.
Mallorca is lovely. Like, what? Why do you need to be in this?
Well, maybe, you know, Madame Maxime is in France, so we can say that they send them to France, but Draco still comes to school because, you know, they can't make too much sense.
Yeah, no place safer than Hogwarts or whatever. And
I think, like, then they just, like, kind of send him off during the break. Because other thing, okay. And then... so, what I'm thinking, so the other question actually is, if Dumbledore is not dying, is he bringing Harry in on Horcrux stuff?
Yeah, Sequoia and I talked a little bit about this situation a couple days ago, but when we sent you guys that email, and we fought about this.
We did fight about
this. Could.
Mm-hmm. Because it really could go either way, honestly. Like, of course, Dumbledore is entrusting this mission of finding the Horcruxes to Harry because Harry is his number one little soldier pawn, and Dumbledore is dying. So if he's not dying,
I think he is.
See, yeah, I mean, he's doing that. I also am going back and forth because I also know, like, thinking about the end of Order of the Phoenix and like the whole like info dump that he finally gave Harry and was like, "I'm going to tell you what I know." I'm wondering, because I feel like it would be a mistake. Like, it feels like the same mistake, and he doesn't seem like the type to make the same mistake twice.
Yeah.
I
also think that he still needs Harry to get Slughorn's memory. Like, Slughorn's not going to give that up to Dumbledore.
Mm-hmm.
And he's tried, right? So now he's like, well, if I can butter you up with Harry. And so to get Harry in the position to get that memory, Harry's not going to be like, oh, here, I got that thing you wanted me to get, and then walk away. Like, he's like, what is it? You know what I mean? So, like,
that's true.
I think that he has to, just so that he can even get that, and, like, And, yeah, I think it's the same mistake twice thing, but also, again, using Harry to the best advantage. This man is
right. And awful. If we, okay, I just had a thought, connecting the Malfoy and this situation. It could be, instead that of going to the cave, they go to Gringotts.
Oh.
Like, somehow, like, stuff, you know, he's been talking to Draco, and then he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I got that out. And Harry's still like, why is Draco in Dumbledore's office? And I don't think Dumbledore ever tells him, because, like, it's not really Harry's business, and he's messy.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm sure he enjoys that Harry is, like, pressed about it. But at the end of the day, he's like, well, I've heard on good authority that Gringotts might be the place to go. And that could be
true.
Gringotts is a lot easier than the cave.
Especially if Dumbledore's, like, there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, dang, that's nice. I like that.
Okay, but then... Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Oh, that's very good. Yeah, I mean... I do love the idea that that Harry still has a reason to be following Draco around, like, and stalking him and being involved with him.
If it's not, you know, a Death Eater, it's just like, what's going on? I thought I was the chosen one. Why is Draco here?
Yes.
I must follow him to find out what he's up to, and that's the only reason. There's no other reason why I would be following this.
No, not at all.
Not even a little bit.
What, you think just because his eyes sparkle and he smells unnaturally good that I would just be following him around? What?
Obviously, the monster in my chest roars for Ginny.
And Ginny alone.
That's it.
But what if I followed Draco down this dark hallway, maybe?
And our hands touch. With his eye, and he looks up at me from under his eyelids that are really lashes that go on for days. Because he's evil, that's why his lashes are so long, not because
anything else.
It's incredible.
And I only notice because I'm not trying to be constantly vigilant, like Mad-Eye told me to.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. Yes.
Like Barty Crouch Jr. told me to.
Harry, no.
Yeah, I mean, one of the first things I said when we were talking about this one was, we were like, okay, here's the thing. Does Dumbledore try to save Draco? And if he does, do Harry
and
Draco make
out? Those are the only things we're
worried
about.
Those are basically the two things that I said right off the bat.
It would be like a really, Sorry.
Because, you know, in the end of Half-Blood Prince, which wouldn't happen because they didn't go to the cave, but maybe they do go to the cave because maybe, you know, they have different times in which they go Horcrux hunting. And then, you know, the Death Eaters descend on Hogwarts, but Draco is not with the Death Eaters. He's with Dumbledore and Harry, and then Dumbledore pushes them into a closet.
Not pushes them into a closet, please. And then they're just like, they're just listening, and then all of a sudden they're really close.
The horrible battle outside, and they're like, what if we kiss
Draco
now?
Draco is trembling in terror, and Harry is trying to comfort him. So he puts a hand slowly on his shoulder, and that hand moves.
As Dumbledore might be dying.
Yes.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
I mean, wow. It could happen.
I'm not saying it couldn't. Yeah. You could write that. I'm just saying. I don't know that the Death Eaters would be coming to Hogwarts, which is the other thing.
This is true. Okay. So, where are we at?
We got carried away.
We gotta get back to our timeline.
Yeah. Well, okay. So if they find out about Gringotts, would that be in place of, like, would it be like at the end of the year? Or, well, it would. Yeah.
I mean,
it would still have to be later though, because they still have to.
I do like the idea that it's both. Harry
find out about, like, find out, get the memory from Slughorn. It's like still later in the year. Like, it's not the very end. Like, I think, like, at least there's a good amount of time that passes between that and the cave, but it's still like towards the end of the year,
right?
Especially because he's the whole time also still distracted by Draco and following him around instead of doing his job.
But those are always two different things though, right? Like, Dumbledore knows about the Horcruxes. He just doesn't know how many. So he's trying to get the from the memory from Slughorn to kind of narrow down, like, how many he should be searching for. Because at the start of the year, he's already found the ring. Yeah. So he's like, there's more. Yeah. He knows that there are more out there. So I think he would be following both of those leads at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so it's more of a, like, an open-ended search for Horcruxes until Harry gets that memory and he's, like, 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the number is, like, plus 1, because he...
Right. So, yeah, so maybe Gringotts would be Lucius's, earlier in the,
and Draco's, like,
in the
telling
book.
Him of, like, and then, you know, Bellatrix keeps things in her vault.
But I'm trying to remember when he tells, like, when he gives Harry the, like, his homework or whatever. He does. They don't actually talk about Horcruxes.
No, he.
So are we
pretty early when he wants them to collect him?
No. He. What is that chapter? My goodness, there are too many chapters in this book. Need to relax, or she needs to relax, because it, like, he sees the memory, like, the messed up one, and
yeah, I think they talk about Horcruxes earlier than the memory. Maybe
there is a chapter called Horcruxes, and I need to just go to the table of contents instead of
have I ever read the
I'm like flipping through. I swear there was a chapter called Horcruxes. Is that not true? Oh, there is. Okay. Wow. I was like, how did... Did I make that up? Yeah. So, he...
It says...
It's not until, like, after he gets the memory...
The fake one, right?
No, after he gets the real one that... They listen to it.
We get the info dump.
And that's when, I think that's the same time when Dumbledore has, like, confirmed for himself that he's made them, and also that there's more than one. Because they meant, like, because when we watch the, like, the fake memory, and it's enough for, like Tom asks about Horcruxes.
Chapter 17.
And then, it's 23 when they actually talk about Horcruxes.
Oh, yeah.
So Tom mentions the Horcrux in, I think he says, like, what are Horcruxes? And then Slughorn's like, you know, get out of my office or whatever. But then Dumbledore's just like, go get this real memory. Harry doesn't ask what Horcruxes are. They don't talk about it in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Ask any questions,
yeah,
Harry, at any point.
Nothing
never,
at all. But then when they see the real memory is when Dumbledore's Harry. Like, okay. It's a Horcrux, or there are multiple. Which isn't to say that, like, I mean, I guess probably having seen the, like, messed up memory, Dumbledore is probably leaning towards, like, yeah, nah, this is definitely what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, then maybe Gringotts might
early,
be at the,
like,
end.
Chapter
instead of the cave.
17 when we see the sluggish memory. So at that point, Dumbledore at least should have a sense that there is more than one Horcrux, but is still trying to get that full memory to get the full picture of how many. And if he knows that there's Horcruxes, he's already got the ring, he just didn't put it on. And then he's at chapter 17 already, has taken in Draco and the Malfoys, and Lucius tells him about the vault. He could just be thinking this is another in an unknown number of Horcruxes, so he would still go. The thing where we have to be careful is he, like, at what point do we tip off?
Right.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Without knowing the full story.
Yeah.
So that's like the one way I could see him not going.
I could feel like going to Gringotts definitely tips Voldemort off.
Yeah.
But we can do that. Like, I don't, I could still, yeah, still, I don't see why we still can't do that. Cause, well, it could tip him off, but it might not. If Dumbledore is like stealth enough, also, and he just like copies it, and so Bellatrix never notices, or like they don't realize there's been a break in or whatever. Like,
yeah, they don't fly a dragon. Right.
Exactly. Like, if they're not super conspicuous about it, like, I could see Voldemort still not noticing.
And a thing I never really understood, I mean, I get it in the way it's written in the original timeline, but the thing I never really understood about Dumbledore's plan was, why wasn't he just collecting them and putting them in a vault somewhere, and then once he got all of them, just go with the...
Wouldn't they like... I mean, I really do not know this to be true at all. But in my head, they're all together. They just form together, and then it's another Voldemort.
Just a Voltron.
With like six souls. There's six pieces of the soul instead of just one.
Could bubble it like a few of yours. You don't go there, but.
No, but.
You just bubble the gems in a self-contained. Anyway, I don't know. We'll never know. That's what I would have done, though. I wouldn't have just been like, you know. But, okay, so we should nail this down, though. We have to make a decision. Do you guys want him to go to Gringotts early or later?
I think early, and then maybe the cup just like shows up in the office. Because
he does notice, like, what's that? So then.
Oh, yeah. If we switch that up and there actually is something there, that's cool. True.
Yeah.
That'd be tight.
Okay.
Okay. So he goes earlier, and then the cave is still what it is. Does Harry, this is... I guess it's still consequential. Do Harry and Malfoy get into a duel, and does Harry use Sectum Sempra?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and he's jealous.
Exactly.
But Harry still doesn't know what's going on, because Dumbledore won't just
Harry
tell him
that.
Does Draco have a dark mark? When do we save him?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I think he would still have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's before they get back
to
school.
Don't save him
in time
for that.
And I think that Dumbledore would probably wait till Draco gets to school.
Yeah.
Okay.
To, like, talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, So I can even see Draco, like, start... Like, I think Harry still follows him to Borgin and Burke.
Well, if Draco's not...
Maybe Katie Bell
he
happens.
He might not have the breakdown, though.
Maybe Katie Bell happens, and that's when Dumbledore's like, all right, shut it down.
That's true.
I feel like Dumbledore is the kind of person who's like, let's see how this plays out. You know what I mean?
How far
is he gonna go? He's a kid. He's harmless.
Oh, no.
And then, like, all the
time... Too far.
Katie Bell's like flying through the air and
he's
cursed.
Like,
all right, like, okay,
Draco,
ooh,
come here.
Let it go too far. That escalated quickly.
He's like, come to me, please. Draco's like, I don't know.
But
if
Draco
about.
isn't on his mission, then he might not be in the bathroom having a breakdown.
That's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we might not cut Draco.
That's
today.
Today, but one day.
One day.
Yeah.
He'll find a way.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
How do you get the boy who you like to pinch it if you don't cut him open?
Hmm.
It's just a question that I have. How will he know you like him if you don't mortally wound him? No? Okay. Snape's been wondering that for years.
Oh, no. Okay. So we've Draco.
Too good.
Oh, so, sorry. No. Not Draco. I mean, we do have Draco, but no. So we've got the ring and the cup. And then they go off to the cave at the end to get the locket. And I think at that point, nobody's in... Well, ooh, okay. I'm wondering how... Is Draco just ghosting Voldemort? Like, is that how this is working? Like, is he just, like, after... So say he gets to, like, Katie Bell gets cursed. And then Dumbledore pulls Draco aside and is like, yo, you don't have to do this. There's another way. Mm-hmm. And so Mom's kind of disappears. Draco's still at school. Lucius maybe gets out. Or maybe, yeah, or maybe, because I think there was, like, a breakout in Azkaban during Half-Blood Prince. They just didn't say. Like, it wasn't in the news. So maybe, like, Lucius gets broken out and then Dumbledore sweeps him up.
Right.
But is Draco, like, reporting to Voldemort?
I think, like, Snape's supposed to be doing that, right? Like, Snape is his liaison type of thing?
Nah, because I don't think Draco really wanted to talk to Snape. Like, he was thinking, like, oh, you want all my glory or whatever. Because I'm mostly just curious in that, like, does Voldemort realize that Draco is not helping? Or is he, like, is he, like, oh, what's taking him so long? You know what I mean?
Right. I mean... I wonder, I think that would have to do with what kind of communication.
It seemed like he was getting pressured from outside, but maybe not, because he was working on trying to get the Death Eaters into the castle. I don't know that he had communicated that plan until it was coming to fruition, though.
Yeah, I don't think that's true,
because he did, like, he was spending all that time and it wasn't working, and then finally he's like, oh, I got it, and he's, like, whooping.
Yeah, and I also don't think, because... Voldemort's a very skilled, legitimate gentleman he would have to ghost him, because I don't think that... I mean, Draco would do his occlumency homework, for sure.
That's true.
And I think he probably... I think that he does. Dumbledore would be like, Snape, you need to do occlumency and, like, make sure that he does it. But I think also it's just safer for them to lessen how much interactions that they have. If that makes sense.
Okay. So
he's at school, so there's not really any reason for them to be interacting. That's true. Yeah.
Okay. So then they go to the cave and things go down in the cave like they do in the book, but then when they get back, Hogwarts is chilling.
Yeah. Well, we actually argued a lot as to whether Dumbledore takes Harry to the cave in the first place.
I mean,
place.
I don't know how much research he did beforehand, but the cave definitely was more than, like, a one-man job. So...
Yeah, he did. That's the thing, though, is he says that he hasn't been past the, like, blood door. Until he brings Harry with him. I mean, he has no idea.
So he's done the cup and the ring, though, at this point in the story we're writing. And so the cup was pretty well cursed. I think he probably knows he needs a good pawn soldier who's going to follow his orders to go with him. And who is better at that than Harry? Come on.
But come on. It could also be Snape. Maybe?
I don't think so, because I think that, like, McGonagall's at Hogwarts and stuff, but I think that Dumbledore is still very careful about the amount of dark magic he, like, is exposing Snape to. And not, you know, I think he trusts him, but Snape is the kind of person who, like, that cursed water that Dumbledore has to drink to get the locket, like, Snape would be like, ooh, let's, you know, deconstruct this.
I don't think so. Not in the moment. He's pretty,
I don't know, I don't trust that man.
But he's pretty loyal to Dumbledore, as much as I dislike him.
The problem with taking Snape is that he couldn't have gotten Snape to the island.
Oh, true. Yeah. Okay.
So anyone but Harry, or I guess a house elf, doesn't make it to the island with Dumbledore to help him there. And then Dumbledore dies. Or leaves.
And then he dies.
I could see him see him going on his own and like getting through and being like, oh nah, this isn't gonna work. It's like, oh, clearly this is a two-man job, and then maybe he like goes back and is like, so Harry. Although didn't he so then he's like, I found it, and then maybe they go together.
Yeah
because I think there's a point where Harry asks, and this is like a little bit earlier, I think it's after they get the memory, he's like, oh, can I come with you? And maybe instead of being like, yeah, Dumbledore is like, I don't know, we'll see. I don't know,
right?
I'll have my people call your people. And then, but then, like, he'll try to go on his own and be like, oh, nah, this isn't gonna work. And then he does bring Harry along, maybe.
Yeah. Because he does go into the cave and he's like, yes, now that I'm standing in this cave, I sense that this boat can only take one full-grown wizard, medium-sized boy, a house elf, or a small boy.
I'll be back. I'll come back better prepared. Yeah. I guess the other question is Snape, too. Because it's definitely understood that, like, Draco is not really expected to kill Dumbledore, but when he fails, that Snape would be the one to do it. So I'm curious about that too, because we know that Dumbledore knows that, and again, I don't, like we were saying at the beginning, like I don't think that he would be like, yeah, you have to kill me or whatever, but I'm curious how they would, like, what that would do with Snape's position.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah.
They could do, like, a failed assassination attempt and lose Snape, lose most access to Snape, have him go over to Voldemort's side more permanently without him killing Dumbledore. Or we could just kill Snape.
I was about to say, I was going to... I like the latter option.
Me, myself, personally.
I don't think that Dumbledore has, like, a way of also just, like, compartmentalizing, and I think he could, like, tell himself, like, that's what Snape signed up for, and there's literally...
The game is the game.
Chalk it up to the game. But also, there is really no way in which Snape gets out of here alive. And Dumbledore knows that. Snape mostly knows that. Like,
Snape also is ready to die. Snape wants to die.
Art professor, so that curse is coming.
Yeah.
Right. Rearing his head.
Yeah. The curse will get him. Yep.
Oops.
I mean,
cool. So I don't know when. So maybe he does, like, attempt in quotes to, like, kill Volt. Does he know? Like, I'm curious now, like, Snape's thought process. Like, oh, I'm gonna fail to kill Dumbledore, and then I'm probably gonna die.
Either Voldemort kills him or Dumbledore kills him. I think we've got two
options. Like, is that where we are? Where, like, Snape is like, oh, I did this unbreakable vow, but Draco definitely isn't about to try to kill Dumbledore. But we gotta pretend like he is. Or, like, I gotta do it. So.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think he does the unbreakable vow.
Okay.
I think he doesn't do the unbreakable vow.
Yeah.
Right.
She's like, this
Bellatrix
is the stupidest
doesn't
thing.
Want him to do it. Bellatrix is there and she's like, no, the boy. Yeah, he must kill Dumbledore to get our family's name back and our honor and blah, 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 blah. So I think he could play off that, off what Bellatrix is saying, and be like, no, I won't do that because Draco has
your family
to do this
got yourself into this mess and I'm not going
to
help you because I'm a Slytherin.
Okay. Yeah, he does that because he knows, like, he has to. He knows what he has to do anyway. And it's a good way to shut Bellatrix up in that moment, but...
Okay, so no unbreakable vow. but he's probably dying.
Yep.
And he probably has a sneaking suspicion that it's gonna happen.
Yep.
But he tries his best. It's like when he goes to, it's the what's it called earlier, like his actual death scene, a little just earlier, where he has a feeling. He's like, this might be my last moment, but he's trying to talk his way out of it, and then it does not work. So cool.
And then we can bypass that whole horrible scene of him looking at Harry.
Oh, love this.
He just dies somewhere else.
I love it. So are we saying that Voldemort's killing him then?
I would say Voldemort would.
So he fails to kill Dumbledore, and Voldemort, in a rage, kills
and then
Snape.
And Voldemort then finds out that like Draco is I think he probably had been, you know, guessing like something's up with the Malfoys, and then that's like confirms for him that the Malfoys are all gone.
Wondering,
so he's like, well, you're here, so you can die.
And at this point,
because he's no longer really useful to Voldemort either, because he can't be a spy anymore.
Mm-hmm. And at this point, does Voldemort know that his Horcruxes are gone?
Right.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because Snape also does not know that that's a thing.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just wondering.
So, in the cave, because he doesn't even know that there is, that the Horcrux in the cave is fake, so I don't think that he would be really checking for it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's the thing about the Horcrux in the cave, too. Like, when Harry gets the locket and he looks at the note and he's like, it's fake, who's R.A.B.? And they have to spend, like, a lot of time figuring that out.
Yeah.
Especially because we
Dumbledore
still have, like,
would look at that note and know who that was immediately.
As, like, their headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so then they might
be able to get it back from Creature. When does
Mundungus would have stolen it already.
No. Because Mundungus stole it
during Half-Blood Prince.
Series,
it's like right around the same time that Katie gets cursed is when Harry realizes that Mundungus has stolen the bunch of silver and stuff.
Oh, right.
So, but they would, like, it would still happen faster, I would say. You could, like, Dumbledore would see it and be like, that's, you know, that's Sirius's brother. They go to Grimmauld Place. Talk to Creature. Creature's like, Mundungus, he's a thief and he stole it from us. And then they go to Mundungus. But I don't know that Mundungus would. I don't know that it said when exactly he sold it to Umbridge. So Mundungus might still have it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it definitely.
That would even if they have to go to Umbridge, too.
Sorry.
I'm
pretty sure Mundungus steals the locket after Dumbledore dies. And he comes in and, like, cleans the place out before...
Yeah, no, that's during... That's when Katie is... Or that's their first... what's it called? I keep saying what's up. Their first trip to Hogsmeade. And he runs into... Sorry, let me find it. Again, there are too many freaking chapters in this book.
Let's see.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's chapter 12. Because Mundungus is selling Aberforth some, like, silver, and Harry's like, you took this from Sirius's house.
My house.
Yeah, my house, which he didn't even... Pete, but yeah, he's like he hems Mundungus up in the middle of the street.
My house.
And that's like right before Katie gets cursed. Like it's right before that's like when they're going into the Three Broomsticks. And because like the order is still working out of Grimmauld Place, he just goes in when he you know what I mean? And they don't that's on them, honestly.
You don't
understand why that man is even in the order in the first place. But they just kind of let him do what he does.
Right. It's like they've never watched Law and Order and do not know what a criminal informant is. If you don't let them in to the gang.
Yeah, they don't.
You just pay them off for their information. These people do not They're respect not Briscoe or Curtis nearly enough for me.
No.
A travesty. Okay. So they find out from Creature that, well, Creature doesn't have the locket, so they have to after Mundungus to get the locket, is what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then maybe Umbridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hard to tell.
I feel like, I mean, yeah, it's not really clear because he...
I think you'd have to look in Deathly Hallows, maybe? When they finally catch up to Mundungus?
Yeah, and he says, down my house, I was up the goblets. Oh, okay, yeah. So this is chapter 11 of Deathly Hallows, when he's like, why am I being turned, or Mundungus says, why am I being hunted down by house elves, or is it about the goblets again? I don't have any of them left, or you could have them. And Harry's like, it's not about the goblets either, you're getting warmer. And then he's like, when you cleaned out this house of anything valuable, and then Creature starts beating on him, but he's like, when you stripped this house of all the valuables you could find, you took a bunch of stuff from the kitchen cupboard, there was a locket there. He said, I was selling in Diagon Alley. She came up to me and asked if I had a license for trading in medical artifacts. She was going to find me, but she took a fancy to the locket and told me she'd take it off me, or take it and let me off, and to make myself lucky. So I don't think it doesn't say when.
No.
But it's somewhere in between, like, it's somewhere between when he sold, like, such a broad freaking time.
Yeah, it's
like
pretty much a year. Between.
Within a year of, like, Sirius's death and when they confront him at the beginning of Deathly Hallows, which is not, I mean, yeah. I guess, like, if Mundungus still had it, it's only, like, a couple months earlier than if they would have had to go to Umbridge.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess it's up to y'all, like, which one you want to do, because
I mean, of course I think it's more interesting if Umbridge has it and they have to sort of go through a ministry thing, because if Dumbledore doesn't die, then Voldemort doesn't take over the ministry. The only reason he's bold enough to do that is because Dumbledore has died. So hypothetically, they're still like infiltrating the ministry and imperiousing people and stuff, but they haven't taken it over.
Because now we're, like, kind of in...
Fudge is sacked.
Yeah.
And Scrimger's then... Still... Yeah. So Scrimger is still there. But...
Yeah, and he's not dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not dead.
Him and Dumbledore are still beefing.
But there's been enough infiltrating of the ministry that, like, when... You know, it's... Because the way that Scrimger dies is because there are so many Death Eaters just, like, in positions of power in the ministry that he's easy to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what does the ministry look like? Where is Dolores under a Scrimger?
I think she's still senior undersecretary. Like, I don't think she lost her job.
Right, but in terms of influence,
I mean, from what I remember, it sounded much more like she was just like, because she, you know, she goes with goes with the flow, essentially.
Yeah.
And so it seemed like she's the one who told Harry or told Scrimger that Harry wanted to be an R, despite, you know, being like, you'll never be an R as long as I'm
I always imagined that Umbridge kind of changed the way that she, like, her changed the perception of her relationship with Harry when Scrimger got into power.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, we go way back from my time at Hogwarts and we're very close and I know about Harry's hopes and dreams and whatever.
Yeah.
So, Dumbledore might know that as well, and it could be a sense of, instead of them, like, having to really infiltrate, he can use Scrimgeour is wanting Harry Potter on his side and stuff as a way to just walk into the ministry, get a meeting with Umbridge.
True.
And be like, Dumbledore's, hey, yo, baby. Like,
hey, Harry, you want to come with me into the ministry? And you just show your face while I go.
Because, like, Umbridge is definitely going to, like, take a meeting with Harry and Dumbledore because it makes her look and seem important. And think that she can just, like, outsmart them. And they can just extort the locket from her the way she extorted it from Undungus.
They could also just obliviate her, take the thing, and be like,
I mean, I was going for a nonviolent solution, and you're like, take her memory.
It belongs to Harry, kind of. It was stolen from his house. So I think he could just be like, this is mine. Right. Give it back.
Yeah. But I also know that, like, if you do that, though, like, how does she react
shittily
to that? And then with whoever she has, you know what I mean? Like, with all the other people who are, like, in the ministry, like, I just feel like they'd have to have more finesse.
Yeah.
Or, like, you wouldn't, like, no one else should. She can't be like, oh, yeah, they wanted this locket from me.
Yeah.
That was, you know what I mean?
But I feel like the finesse is, like, Harry Potter being like, you know, I've heard that you've been telling people how close we were, and I also heard that I must not tell lies, Dolores, so.
I mean, I think he could still get his shots in. I just mean, in terms of, like, going there to explicitly ask for the necklace. Like, they could go under the guise of asking for something else. I don't know what, but, like, in the process, kind of confund her or something, and just switch out the thing.
Like, so she still thinks she has the locket.
Yeah.
Also, it's probably smart because you don't want people to know that she, like, she's probably showing that locket around.
Yeah.
Right. She was saying it's her,
the
family
Selwyns,
heirloom, or Selwyns or something like that. So Voldemort might know she, or heard that she has this locket, and then if she no longer has it, that causes, brings attention to her.
Right. Whereas if they just duplicate it, especially because it was already duplicated.
Yeah.
Or give her the fake one. That's true. There already is a fake one.
Unless they
gave it to Creature.
Yeah, just duplicate it then.
Yeah.
Another duplicate.
Because I think that's what Hermione does anyway. Like, she, when they steal it the other way, she duplicates it so that Umbridge doesn't know.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Yeah.
So I could see them just, like, going to talk and then confunding, and then Dumbledore confunding her, because he knows how to do that real smooth, like,
Although it is weird that the locket stops whispering about how she's so cool.
That's
and
true. But, you know, she has a healthy sense of self-esteem. I think she can take up the job. I mean, is it self-esteem? I don't know. But she thinks highly of herself. Okay, so then they have the locket. And then we just need the diadem.
Yeah.
And Nagini.
And the snake.
And they get to go back to school.
Oh, right. There's no camping.
No camping.
Right. And that's the thing is, like,
which
and
is weird.
Harry's just in his seventh year at school.
And the diadem is in Hogwarts.
They just looked for the diadem the whole year?
I mean, I think it would still take them a while because, like, Harry doesn't have that. If we're saying that he doesn't, like, him and Draco probably fight at some point. But Sectumus Imperator might not happen, which means he might not have had to get rid of the book. So he that like moment, that like really brief moment that then clicks back in his head later might not happen.
Right.
But there are other ways that he could just, like, at some point they could be like, oh, now it's in the room of requirement.
Yeah.
But it definitely, because they know they already have Hufflepuff. I think they know that it has to be Ravenclaw because they got the cup, they have everything, and they know that Voldemort never got anything of Gryffindor's. So they could be, you know, it's Dumbledore who's talking to the Grey Lady, or it's like, you know what I mean? Like, they're talking to Flitwick.
Right.
Yeah.
Or maybe not Flitwick. I don't know. But,
So here's my other question, though. At what point, so Voldemort, I've always assumed that he kind of figures out that what they're doing earlier, because the escape from Gringotts was so inconspicuous and, like, everyone knows what they were, you know? So he knows that they're hunting Horcruxes because they bust out of Gringotts on a dragon. But when they destroy the diadem, he feels that. Right?
No,
or is that just
that's
movie?
A movie thing.
Damn it.
Where they decided. Well, I mean, it was, you know, I'm not actually mad at that. That was just so they could show, like.
Yeah. But do you think at some point, though, he feels his Horcruxes being destroyed?
I don't think so.
Because, like, at what point does he
didn't
realize
seem like
what
it in the book.
Doing? Or does he ever realize what they're
I
doing?
I don't think he does.
I don't think he does.
I think in this case he doesn't. He does not. Wow. He has no idea.
I mean, this is Dumbledore's plan working perfectly, is pretty much what this scenario is.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the Dumbledore wins timeline.
Yeah. This is okay. So this is the Dumbledore wins timeline. Sure. But I think at one point they do have to take the ministry. Like if there's no way Voldemort just goes on forever working in the shadows.
I could see them getting
Dumbledore's
enough people
alive.
In place at the ministry that they feel comfortable doing that.
Like they're
They like
especially
have
because he's still gonna want like undesirable number one is still gonna happen. Like Voldemort wants Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like it's a little bit easier to convince themselves or to like to do that when they have the ministry and Dumbledore is dead, but he's still gonna want that to happen. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that even if Scrimgeour dies and Voldemort's able to put like Pius Thickness up in the thing, like they can't have the same control over Hogwarts that they did when Dumbledore's gone. Like all the Muggleborns and like Harry, like they're all able to still go to school because Dumbledore's there. Like,
well, when they take the ministry, do they not figure out a way to get rid of Dumbledore? The ministry,
I don't think they
would. Like, ultimately, has a say of who,
but they never really have.
Yeah,
like they'd have to go to Hogwarts to physically.
And him and Dumbledore knowing what's going on and knowing that it's Voldemort, like there's no way he's just gonna
leave.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't see that happening.
Can they do something in a way in which it's like a Daily Prophet, like, public relations, Dumbledore is out to harm children, or, you know.
I mean, I don't think so.
They finally talked about the fact that there was a basilisk and no one knew about it. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, I think they could try, but, like, they all know that Voldemort is out. Like, they know that he's out here, you know what I mean? So I think it would be a little bit harder to spread disinformation about Dumbledore when Voldemort is in the open. Like it was easier in Order of the Phoenix because people weren't believing that Voldemort was back. But because they know that he's back, a lot of people, I'm sure, especially if Dumbledore is still there, they're flocking to him and they're like trying to make sure, you know, they're like on his side. So all that stuff, like they could, but I just don't know that it would land. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think they'd be like, there's more important things going on. Like, so.
So if the ministry. Yeah. If the ministry falls like halfway through book 7, as opposed to the beginning or whatever, and everyone's at school, we had discussed the possibility that Hogwarts becomes the rebel base. Sense.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do Bill and Fleur get married at Hogwarts? That would be cute.
That would be cute.
What?
It's a dust. I mean, Hogwarts is beautiful. So I feel like
I'm so curmudgeonly. I'm like, why are they getting married at all? Like, is there not a better? Yeah. It's like people right now during COVID. Like, do you have to get married right now?
I mean,
can't you just like
you gotta live your life?
Go to the courthouse. Do you have to have a wedding? I guess is what I mean. Like,
yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I feel like they, when the ministry falls and any kind of thing that Voldemort does try to do, whether that's like a misinformation campaign or anything, people do flock to him, like flock to Dumbledore, like you were saying, and they find refuge in Hogwarts because, as we know, Hogwarts is the safest place or whatever. And then that becomes, I also just really don't think we get away with
you
an entire book 7 where they just get out of school
camping.
The whole time
because
and have
we
like
cut
any
the camping because we don't have to, like, we know where we don't know where the last one is, but like we know there's only one more other than the snake, so we don't have to go camping, but I think their year is definitely disrupted in some kind of way.
Do you think that, like, not Hogwarts, because I'd like to assume that, like, Dumbledore can at least keep that little bit of territory relatively safe, but like Hogsmeade is just like kind of where people are gathering. You can't just have a bunch of like Mad Eye. Just, I mean, I guess Mad Eye could be on staff again and stuff like that. But is Mad Eye dead?
No, Mad Eye is still out here. Mad Eye's out here.
Think he's alive.
Maybe. Yeah. You have... I mean, like we don't. I mean, something could have happened, but.
Yeah. Do we do seven Harrys? I don't think
so, because Dumbledore's there, and Dumbledore can just be like, "I'm coming to get Harry. We're gonna apple, you know." Like, it, I don't think. I think it'll be
yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Because they're trying, they're still gonna be trying to get Harry, and so they have to try to get him. I think something like the Seven Potters might happen.
The reason
it would look different because Dumbledore would be there, but like I think that like the way in which Dumbledore scoops Harry up before the school year is going to look different because they have to try to get him before he gets to Hogwarts, right? And then while he's at Hogwarts, I feel like there will be Death Eaters and people around Hogsmeade trying to figure out ways, like through the secret passageways or something, to grab Harry Potter because Voldemort still needs him dead.
Yes.
So I feel like seventh year,
it's like almost very, kind of it's like a, good, a like, weird, Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, it's like a Goblet of Fire repeat where it's like just figuring out ways to like trick Harry into leaving the safety of like Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Or to kidnap him. Because, okay, so we're saying that Voldemort doesn't know that they're collecting Horcruxes, but does know that like...
Is he still going on the
wand
hunt?
He knows something about the prophecy and also knows that he needs something to help him defeat Harry Potter and Dumbledore.
Mm-hmm.
Is he... Yeah, I think he's going on the Hallows hunt. Like, Voldemort's Hallows hunt continues.
Mm. Dang it!
But he's also trying to figure out the best way without the Hallows.
Because Dumbledore
imagine has the Elder Wand.
Him going on that hunt and then he's like, damn. Yeah. So maybe he's just
we
like,
get the
okay,
same
maybe,
final
maybe
battle,
then,
but a little
know,
different.
Like, Dumbledore has it. He's like, okay, well, I know where Dumbledore is. I know where Harry is.
He storms,
and he's just like, we just gonna have to. You know what I mean? Like we'll at that point, is like this is. Yeah, I think different. I think earlier, and I think different. because yeah, I think he's just like, I mean, this is
oh
the
God.
Final. This is like my final hurdle. Before.
Voldemort steps like walks to Hogwarts like, hey, y'all didn't see me coming. And they're like, actually, we really needed you to come because all
been
we have
on
left
you.
Is that snake and
you.
You
and the snake.
Thank
Perfect
you.
Perfect timing.
Perfect.
Synergy. Love
and
that.
So that's when Voldemort figures out, oh shit, they've been killing my Horcruxes.
But Nagini is
I played myself
out here, and it's unfortunate. You know who's still alive is Batilda
We're
Bagshot.
We're saving all kinds of people.
Oh,
how good.
She was no man's onesie. I love it. No man's onesie.
Yeah.
No snake's onesie.
No snake's onesie.
Love it. I know. I love
and
that.
And Snape still dies. So and I am, you don't take the Snape serious, but you know.
Yeah, Snape's gone.
Snape's gone.
Love that.
So we don't go hunting. We don't have a hangry Ron and a heartbroken Hermione, but we have Dumbledore. So like when Dumbledore and Harry were doing like classes or whatever, and like Ron and Hermione weren't really involved in that beyond like, you know, stay safe and whatever.
Yeah.
What is their relationship like with Harry, with like the whole thing? Does Hermione, send her parents away? Does Ron, like, what's Percy doing? What's like, what's the Weasleys doing? We don't know any of that. I think Percy is still at the Ministry until Thickness comes into power, and that's when he's like, oh, I fucked up.
I feel like Ron and Hermione are just kind of like how they have been, like in a regular school year where they're like helping, but they're still largely in like focused
on I think
school.
They would
like, I
trio
see Hermione, like,
their way to
with
the diadem
Ravenclaw research, you know what I mean? Like I could see her being like, well, I found out that this happened or whatever. I could even see them doing
verb.
it.
I love it.
I can also see them doing it without Dumbledore. Like maybe Dumbledore is like out trying to search for the Horcrux, and then they like come to it, and Harry's like, "We don't have time to wait for Dumbledore. Let's do it now!" And like, I could see the three of them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're like, "Oh, we don't have the." Maybe they have to go to the Chamber of Secrets or something. They're like, "We don't have the
Yeah.
We can't get the sword because Dumbledore has it." And then they like go down into the chamber, get a fang, and then they're running through the halls with a basilisk.
Who makes out in the Chamber of Secrets, though? Mm. Yeah. If it's not Ron and Hermione, is
Ron
it Ron and Hermione?
Still making out, I think.
Maybe. Are they? I mean, I assume so. I guess. Because they...
They've been tiptoeing around each other.
Yeah.
For the, like, while...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, like, around the wedding and stuff in the original timeline. Mm-hmm. Like, they're basically together at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that that goes off without a hitch. What is Lavender? Is Lavender trying to get her man back and that's causing tension?
Nah,
I'd love to see it.
She's out here.
Oh
with,
no, Lavender.
She's on Dean or something.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Parvati.
Yeah, or her and Parvati finally decide, like, you know,
let's
what?
Let's make this happen.
Let's do what we gotta do.
I love that. Okay.
That's a good
Dumbledore.
Without that emotional growth, though, I think Ron and Hermione's relationship isn't gonna be as good.
I mean, yeah,
Ron does a lot of growing up.
That's true. Yeah, I think they probably like date. I think them coming like finally dating is less dramatic, and then eventually they're like, this ain't working out. But
yeah, we're
still
things.
Homies, though. Like, still mess with you.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they definitely date, and then it just
fizzles out. I love when people just date as high schoolers and then grow up.
I mean, speaking of that, though, Harry only breaks up with Ginny because he's about to go on his big
Horcrux hunt. So, like, him and...
Ginny might be stronger.
That's true. Which, honestly... I'm not mad at, because they literally only date for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, they can actually get to know each other.
They can
other.
Actually, like, yeah, grow. Their relationship can actually be something.
Yeah, we might actually get to know Ginny as a character better, which would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even she could help, probably.
Definitely.
Like, at a certain point.
The only thing I don't love is that there's not any reason, really, to push Neville into, like, being a badass.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I think we don't get any cool
no.
Neville.
I think he's still, like, he's still
for
like,
Neville.
On that arc.
Maybe fortunately for Neville.
Yeah, I think he's still like on that arc, but just, he doesn't fully. He doesn't have to like step up to the plate in the same way.
Yeah, he just doesn't get those like Room of Requirement, big speeches moments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he's still a lot.
Year of Suffering.
Yeah, he's still a lot stronger than he was, and I think he's still like. You know, when the battle happens, he's there and he's fighting. But does he get to kill Nagini? Mm-hmm. Hopefully. Let's give it to him anyway. I say yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
No reason not to.
I mean, at that point, wouldn't you be like, okay, everyone, because we've already gotten all the rest of the Horcruxes, and Voldemort's here. He's offering himself up on a platter. Everyone... Get the snake,
yeah.
And then Neville, he gets the
any
opportunity.
Any person kill the snake.
Anyone.
Yeah. And it's Neville.
Yeah.
Because we love him.
Yeah. I like that.
I'm about it.
Yeah, and then they just...
But how does...
No, sorry, go ahead.
But we still also have to kill Harry, but not kill Harry.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, how do we tell...
Because how does Dumbledore
tell Dumbledore them that?
Dumbledore is just like... Because... I think he's like, yo, so maybe it's like on the way. Maybe it's
Here's
maybe
the thing.
It's like when they realize that Voldemort is at the gate and he's like, okay. So we gotta talk. Like, so what happened was, because he also like doesn't, we don't have to get like any of Snape's memories. Like, we don't have to know anything about Snape because he's been dead and he's inconsequential at this point. So it's really just Dumbledore being like, so remember that time I told you everything.
I lied.
But don't freak out. You have to die.
You just
but
do
only
need to
a
die.
Bit. Just, you know, I don't know what your in between looks like, but when you get there, just come back.
Yeah.
And I think Harry's going to be like, what the fuck? But I guess. Yeah, that's like at that point, Harry would do it regardless. Like, he doesn't really need the like,
yeah,
oh yeah,
or whatever.
But it is true. It's I wonder what his in between looks like. Because I mean, maybe it's serious. I think it would.
Oh, you mean like who meets him there? I was just saying like,
yeah.
Because I doubt it always looks like King's Cross. Nice. But yes, maybe Sirius shows up.
Because Harry doesn't know how to do that.
Does Harry come back then?
I think.
I still think he would because.
I think so, because he needs to kill the Horcrux, right? Isn't that how it works? It's like, it's him or you? Like,
no, he needs to... He kills the Horcrux. He kills the Horcrux in himself, and then he has to kill Voldemort. Like, I still think in his head, or in their heads, like, Harry has to be the one to kill Voldemort.
Yeah. Because he marks him as his equal or whatever.
Yeah. All right. So I could see him being like, I still gotta go back. But I also wonder about his relationship with Dumbledore at that point. And whether hearing that, like, he's like, I mean, I'll do it. But then at that point, he's like, I do not like this man. Because I think also, like, he's been seeing all this stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like book five is when he finally finds out, oh, there's all this stuff that you just didn't tell me. And then book six, there's the Draco thing. So he's mad insecure. And then there's just, like, all this stuff happening. And he's working with Dumbledore. And I think that they're doing a good, you know what I mean? I think they're working together and whatever. But I think that Harry has never... Like, his trust...
Oh, we don't get Albus Severus?
Because he doesn't know about Severus.
We save Albus.
We don't, because we don't know about Snape. And
John O'Ryan
and Harry
Potter.
Doesn't trust Dumbledore.
John O'Ryan Potter.
Like, I think he comes back, he kills Voldemort, and Dumbledore's like, well done. And Harry's like, fuck you.
Yep.
He just...
Point me to therapy.
Honestly, ideal.
Yeah, like, I mean...
Nice.
And, like, I think...
Yeah, Harry would have to come out of the gate and actually use the killing curse, though, mm-hmm. because the only reason he kills Voldemort is because the Elder Wand actually belongs to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in this scenario, it would.
Well, they
so
would
he
both
would,
still
would
have their
to,
original
like, come
wands,
out the gate swinging.
So it might still work.
Yeah, he doesn't go to, he doesn't lose his wand.
That's true.
They don't go camping.
So they still have, like, that connection, I think.
And I say this a lot, but I still... You cannot convince me that Voldemort at 1/7 of a soul, like, he still has, like, skills, right? He's not, like, I'm not saying underestimate him, but, like, a fully healthy Harry Potter with a working wand and a Voldemort 1/7 mm-hmm. of a soul, like, 1/7 of a soul Voldemort, like, my odds go to Harry every time.
Yeah.
Plus priority cantata.
Yeah, Harry falls down, pretends to be dead, jumps back
like,
up and blasts him, and it's over.
I love it.
Yep.
Voldemort's like, what?
Voldemort is like dead.
He's
so.
Just dead. That's it.
He's just dead. Cool.
Nice.
Where is Bellatrix? Is she dead?
Probably. Or not, but probably.
Yeah, I think same way. Yeah. I think same way.
Yeah, I think a lot of the battle maybe still goes a little similarly. We'll still have losses on both sides. Maybe not as heavy, but...
Can we save Remus?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. This is a good timeline.
It's our story now.
There's no reason for him to go.
No.
Teddy got parents. I love it.
Nice.
Teddy does have parents.
Nice.
Okay.
All right. I think we made it. And that was...
Wow.
Efficient.
Yeah.
Things were way smoother. In the actual series, and I love that.
And it was still messy because Dumbledore gonna Dumbledore.
Yeah.
But, like, messy in a way that we can, like,
we could fix
and get behind, and also in a way that empowers Harry to be like, I don't mess with you, you manipulative ass. You know?
Yes.
We get to where we need to be, and at the end of it, Harry realizes, like, oh, this isn't the bravest, smartest man I've ever known. This is a... I mean, he could still be brave, but...
Yeah.
This
and
is a...
smart. But
and
just...
smart, but also...
Yeah.
Manipulative.
Yeah, nuance.
Yeah.
All right. In this...
Does Harry realize there's no nuance?
I mean, I don't know if... Yeah.
Harry's
hard.
Oh, Harry.
It's hard for him to understand nuance, but I could see him being like...
Little Harry.
Yeah, I think he just goes the other way, and maybe
he
grows as a person.
I feel like because Dumbledore's still there, and there's not that, like, hero worship stuff, like, Hermione could be like, when they do their little debrief of the trio, Hermione's like, wait, so he knew the whole time what you were?
Mm-hmm.
And Hermione can get Harry to the, like, nuance of, that man was abusive in his own way.
Yeah.
Okay, so in this new timeline.
Yep.
Who is your MVP? Who wins?
Oh.
I hate to give it to Dumbledore. I mean,
but
yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Same. I like he still is very Dumbledore. He still makes very Dumbledore-esque choices, but like
he gets the job
He gets the job done, which is like the whole characterization of Dumbledore anyway. It's like the man is flawed,
right.
Yeah,
but effective.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Who is benched?
Yeah,
a lot of people.
Voldemort, I guess. It's always it feels like a cop out to bench Voldemort because, like, obviously, but he wasn't paying attention to he wasn't keeping track of his soul.
No. Right. You can't just have your soul out and about the country and not check in on your elders, checking on your soul, wizard team.
Yeah,
proverbs. I'm gonna bench Snape because he's really useless. Like.
It's true.
He doesn't, like, we could have killed him from jump. Like, I just think that...
We don't even need him.
We don't even need him. He doesn't bring anything to the table, except for, I'm sure, in between book six and when he dies, or that whole thing, he tortures and humiliates children. So,
right. He's benched for that. Yeah. I think I'd bench Draco. Mm.
That's real.
Draco's benched in the book.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's valid.
I think I agree with Snape.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank y'all for joining us on this timey-wimey journey. Can you let our listeners know where they can find you?
All right, once again, we are Kim and Sequoia Simone from Fanatical Fix and Where to Find Them, a Harry Potter fanfiction podcast, which you can find on any podcatcher.
Love it. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Next week, we'll be back with a new adventure with the Time Turner. So make sure to follow along. Let us know who you think is the real MVP and who has benched for the episode. And join the conversation on Twitter, at BlackGirlsCreate, hashtag WizardTeam. And...
we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for having us.
Joining us.